It is 27 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. Sarah Pearson drops by in about 20 minutes' time with emerging artists. And, of course, she puts together quite the feature where she sits down with the emerging artist. She plays a song, and we find out about the emerging artist. And then when the emerging artist is no longer an emerging artist and is a superstar, they forget about us, except for Melina Sushan. How are you, Melina?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
you were a featured member of our emerging artists profile with Sarah.
Right, yep.
Did you have a good time doing it?
It was amazing. It was really nice to actually sit down with her. I think that had been my first radio interview, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. You've done a few since then, and I know that you're organizing a series of concerts. Let's begin with Sunday night at the Bourbon Street West. What's going on?
Yeah, well, myself and my partner, Natalie, at Artist Alliance Agency, we decided to start a series of showcases that are going to promote and showcase acoustic singer-songwriters, and it's called Acoustic Nights. And it's a show that will be every 2 months with new artists on each show. And the first one is going to be this Sunday at Bourbon Street West at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $8, and it's really just a place for artists from the city to perform their stuff. We've got 5 really excellent artists playing there. A lot of them you may have heard of, some of them may not. Patrick Lehman, Sule, David Hodges, Sabrina Correa, and myself. And yeah, it's a really great opportunity for the artists to showcase themselves, and it's a really great opportunity for audience members to see what's going on in the city, because we have such a great well of talent in Montreal. So I just wanted to start this night with Natalie, and this weekend's the first one. Second one's going to be in April at Brutopia.
If I have a criticism of Montreal, it's that it's not really, it's not as much, I should say, as Toronto when it comes to a club band venue. In other words, Torontonians like to go sit down and watch bands, and Montreal kind of lags in that department.
Well, Montreal is a smaller city, so automatically we have less numbers to fill up venues, so we have less potential venues for artists to play in and for people to see live shows at. And also, there's a bit of a division. Sometimes, you know, we've got the French sector. They have a whole set, a whole scene of music in their genre. And then we've got the Anglophone sector. It's a little bit divided, although we're trying to bridge these gaps as much as possible. And also, we've got, just like Toronto, we've got genre divisions, too, of like
right.
rock versus, you know, other styles of music. But I think that's all the more reason for people to come out to every show in Montreal. If you support your artists, if you support your local musicians, then come out and see shows, you know. We may not have shows every night of the week the way Toronto does, but we've got really good shows when we do have them.
Our guest is Melina Sushan. She's a musician in Montreal. Spiro Kay's a musician, by the way. And we were both listening to your music. You know, sometimes when we do listen to some of the newer music, we do see influences of other people. But what I like about your music is that it's quite original. What are some of the influences that you feel that you've portrayed in your music and somehow managed to make it original?
Well, I think that my main influences come from some of the North American solo women singer-songwriters, you know, in the genre of Sarah McLachlan, Amanda Marshall, Chantal Kreviatsuk, both in sort of a more folk and rock genre, but as well into the pop urban stuff a little bit as well, such as Alicia Keys or Nelly Furtado.
And I certainly see that in your video.
the fact that there's different influences?
Well, no, the fact that it's a high, stylish, something that...
Well,
that
also because it's awesome.
It's awesome, yes.
That'll
work. But, you know, when I see Alicia Keys, I think of very high-end, high-fashion avant-garde.
Right. Yeah. Well, Alicia Keys is definitely one of my main influences. I do, you know, from time to time when I have shows, I'll maybe throw in an Alicia Keys song because I really admire her. I actually met her at a competition I did when I was a teenager in New York, and she was really, really cool. So I think seeing her, and that was at the time when she had her first single, and I think she really influenced me to really push music, you know, and it's really nice to see her path and how she's getting to where she is. And what people don't realize is that, you know, these so-called superstars, I mean, they're just regular people who manage to find opportunities and just take them, right?
That's right.
And so I think this is what kind of what I'm trying to provide to artists here in Montreal. I'm trying to give them an opportunity to play and to showcase their stuff. And you know, an artist should really take every opportunity they can get. And hopefully it's just going to only help them in their own career and help me in my career, and everyone will be happy.
It's called Creating a Path for Yourself. Acoustic Night, Sunday night, February 28th at Bourbon Street West, five bands in all. We're going to play one of your songs, Melina. It's called X-Ray Eyes. Can you give me a bit of background on the song?
The song is kind of artsy. It's a little tongue in cheek. It's a little bit it's cute. But the meaning of the song is that I can see right through someone's real intentions. You know, it's just the video is interesting because it portrays some mannequins, like store mannequins, that kind of come to life. That was sort of the storyline behind it. It's kind of got a loose connection to the fact that I can see through people and see through to their real selves. But if anybody wants to view this video, they can go check out my website at www.melinas-music.com. That's melinas-music.com. And I've got my two videos up there, one for X-Ray Eyes and one for my second single called City of Love, which is, of course, about Montreal and how much I love it. But yeah, X-Ray Eyes is it's up for interpretation, so anyone can go check it out and actually leave me your comments on what you think it's about.
Or, of course, you can go to the concert on Sunday night at Bourbon Street West.
Absolutely.
Melina, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the future.
Great.
Montrealer Melina Souchon with her first single, X-Ray Eyes, here on Mike FM.